You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Pekudei. In Pasuk it says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkin Mishkin HaEdus Asher Pekud Al Pi Moshe. Dear friends, this Pasuk is the focal point of a very large discussion among the Talmidei HaBaal Shem, as highlighted in many Svarim on Peres HaChassidus. Obviously in this short shiur we can't fully address even a small fraction of all of the inyanim encompassed by this topic. But for those who would like to refer to a more comprehensive work, I refer you to the Gilyan Mu'ulefes Sapirim, authored by Reb Chaim Pinchas Horovitz, Shnas Tuf Shin Pei Aleph, in his mimer, Ayin Hora V'Sivoisa. We are going to be focusing on three Mara Mekoymas, the Kedushas Levi, the Oy of Yisrael, and the Shemesh Shmuel. So looking at the Kedushas Levi, he says, Hine omru chachmenu zal de'ein abrocha shoyra bedovo hasofo v'hashokol, it's a gemurah mesech testayinis taf ches umet beiz, that the brocha does not rest on something which is counted and measured. So he asks a question, which is truly a topic in the Zohar HaKadosh, which we will quote shortly. V'hine kan melechas ha-mishkin denas al pi cheshbin v'al pi mida ksuva. The whole parsha of Pekudei discusses many aspects of the construction of the Mishkin, which articulates how much gold, how much silver, etc. So how can we address this topic, which seems to be fakelt in the Gemara, which we just quoted? It seems that counting things is problematic. So the Kedushas Levi says something that seems surprising. He says, even though when we discuss the Mishkan, and we go into great detail, enumerating how much of each item was needed and gathered for the Mishkan, not only does this mimer of Ein HaBrocha Shoyra B'Davar HaSofer not apply, he says, Afal Pikein Hoya HaBrocha Shoyra Bo, that the building of the Mishkan created Brocha for Klal Yisrael and for the world. And he brings down a pasuk, Einecha Berochos Becheshbin, which is interpreted that in certain circumstances, and we'll articulate what those circumstances are, counting in the pursuit of a mitzvah here, particularly in the Mishkan, brings Brocha. And then he says, V'hine Shoyrish Ayin Ra, Hu K'moy Bilim De'Bechol Mokum Shenosav Einav Hoya Ma'ara Ba'Oysa Dovah, that the inyan of Ayin Hara has to do with the influence of Rishoyim in the world and the influence of Tzadikim in the world. And to briefly quote this mimer from the Mu'ulefes Sapirim, Umavor B'Kedushas Levi and the Oy of Yisrael, he b'nekuda zu chiluk sheben b'nei Yisrael le'umas ha'olam u'vein Tzadikim shebi Yisrael l'Rishoyim shebehem. Because, again succinctly, B'nai Yisrael, and more so the Tzadikim, mistaklin tomed al nekudas achiyas elukus shebipnimiyas ha'olam. The essence of Klal Yisrael and the emunah of Klal Yisrael is to focus on everything you look at and its connection to its creator. U'lekach mamshichin heim shefa v'chiyas l'chol ha'dvorah magashmi. And because the perspective of Klal Yisrael and the Tzadikim is to focus on the connection of the thing you're looking at, and the Rabbeinu Shleilim, its creator, if you have that perspective, then you can bring bracha to the world. Shoyra behem bracha v'hashpo eloki al yedei einecha ha'ayin ha'toy v'apnimis di Yisrael. Ma she'en kein eitzel umas ha'olam hu lehefach. And like we just mentioned, Bilam HaRasha, that he was especially notable in having the talent of looking at things in a destructive way. Because when he looked at things, he knew the time when the klala could be brought. He was an avaricious person. He was totally self-centered, and he wanted to amass great wealth for himself. He wasn't interested in connecting things to God. He was interested in separating things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bilam was the personification of Ayin Hara, and Moshe and Bezalel were the personification of Ayin Tov, and they had the specific knowledge and proclivity, the Tchunas HaNefesh, to be able to build a Mishkan that was the personification of Ayin Tov. And that's the reason why, in general, the Gemara that we refer to in Masechtas Tainis, that something is measured and weighed, the bracha is not shayra. If there's ayin hara, that's what happened. But Moshe and Bezalel were the personification of tzaddikim who helped Klal Yisrael focus with an ayin toiv, so it was exactly the opposite. Even though there were measurements that were clearly articulated, these measurements brought bracha. That's a very brief synopsis of the approach of the Kedushas Levi and the Oyev Yisrael. Now the other perspective is Hashem Yishmuel, and for those who want to, as is our wont, we quote the Mara Mekoymus, the source material, Hashem Yishmuel, Parsha Shlach, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, page Reish Chof Aleph, Divrei HaMaskel V'hine B'Chet Odom HaRishon. The Hashem Yishmuel is going to very briefly point out specific historical occurrences that were dramatically affected by Ayin Hara. He says, by Odom HaRishon it says, V'tero Isha Kitoivo Eitz L'machol. Kodesh Baruch Hu told them not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. But it says that she gazed upon the fruit. That was the beginning of the end. That was the beginning of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Because she used her power of sight as she was directed to by the Nachash, by the snake. So when we talk about sight, we're not just talking about looking at something. We're looking at something with a particular kavana. She looked with a desire for the thing for herself. And if we continue with the logic of the Kedushas Levi, this is not the way you're supposed to look at something. And then he goes to the Meraglim, that they were supposed to look at Eretz Yisrael with an eye in toiv. In fact, the pasuk says, "Ureisem esaoretz mahi hatoiv imro." It says "Ureisem" again. Moshe Rabbeinu instructed them to look at Eretz Yisrael in a positive way, in a way which would be connected to ayin toiv. And had that been realized, then the chet of the Meraglim would never have happened. So he says, "V'imken akol toli b'riya shebriya toiva nichneses l'leiv b'vchinas toivus u'me'oris oisai ad shenishlam b'chol ha'agoshes." If you look at something in a positive way, which we call ayin toiv, then you affect a beautiful and wonderful thing that can bring goodness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you're looking at it, if I may use the phrase, in a selfless way. But, ula umosech hasvishalom behefach. And then he goes into Shimshon HaGibor with his Avera, and the Gemara says that he sinned with his eyes. And that was the reason why the Plishtim took out his eyes. V'zeu inyan ayin toy v'ayin ro haniska b'mishnas ovis. In Pirkei Avos, it says the best midah is ayin toiva and the worst midah is ayin ra. And he adds a scary thing and he says, this is the essence of the sin of people who want to take people away from belief in the Torah. V'chein hu derech kol ha-mesisim b'yomeinu, as in Mesis u'madiyah, to make the Torah look ugly in the eyes of Klal Yisrael and to make beautiful the things that are connected to Torah. V'hakol hu b'klal ha-riyah. These are the words of the Shem Yishmuel, again, connecting our Parsha, the Mishkan, which was, so to speak, the epitome of Ayin Toiv, which is the opposite of Ayin Hara. Ayin Toiv brings Hashpa Toivus to the world, and when you look at something, you're not just looking at something, you're creating either a very positive thing, if you look at it the right way, which affects Bracha, or you're bringing a very negative thing, which is Ayin Hara. So in summation, let us ponder this lesson of Ayin Toiv and Ayin Ra. How if we look at things properly and we connect ourselves to the lessons of our Chazal and our Tzaddikim, how we can bring blessing to the world. And God forbid, if we look at things the wrong way, Hashem Yishmarenu, Hashem should guard us from all evil. And I want to end with the briefest of stories, although there are so many stories that can address and articulate this shir, the very last story in Rabbi Zevin's Moyadim on Tisha B'Av tells the story of a chassid from Poland who went to Eretz Yisrael and settled in Yerushalayim, and he couldn't adjust to the conditions of life there. So he decided he's going back to Poland. But before leaving Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, he went to take his leave of Rab Simcha Bunim Avorki, the son of Rabbi Nachum Mendel Avorki, who lived in Yerushalayim at the time. When he explained the reason why he wants to leave, the tzaddik sighed from the depths of his heart and said, "I feel very sorry for you, because it seems that you did not find favor in the eyes of Yerushalayim. For if you had found favor in her eyes, she would have found favor in your eyes. And when the chassid heard these words, he thought over his decision to leave Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, and to the end of his days he remained a loved and loving son of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. HaKodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zoicha to Geulis and Yeshuas. We should connect ourselves in heart and mind to our tzaddikim, and in that schus we will see the Geula Shalema for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com. Thank you.